The sixth question, why? What's it all about? Why am I on earth? Why do I need to be married for time and eternity? The restoration of the temple ordinances answers the question of God's ultimate purpose. In the temple, the new kingdom or the eternal family is created. As Adam and Eve were married by God for all eternity, so God's anointed priesthood holders marry and seal husband and wife for time and all eternity. In the temple, we learn the answers to the most profound questions of life. We learn where we came from, why we are here, and where we are going. In the temple, we are also instructed individually through the Holy Ghost. When, the seventh question, is answered in the sequence of the six events. If we want to use the Lord's problem-solving model successfully, this sequence is crucial. For example, if we try to get people into the church before they understand the gospel, we violate the sequence. If we try to get them to the temple before they have been immersed in the order and work of the church, we violate the sequence. It's like asking students to do calculus before they understand algebra. Whenever we violate the sequence, it can lead to serious problems later on that may be difficult to resolve. The restored gospel is like a compass pointing north. The arrow on the compass is called the direction of travel arrow. In other words, it directs our values and our behavior. The restoration revealed anew to God's children which way north is, and this came slowly, developmentally, and in proper order and sequence. It is now our responsibility to align our behavior, our attitudes, and our families and stewardships with true north, with correct doctrine. This responsibility will not be easy. Just as a magnet can cause the needle on the compass to jump around, so does the power of disobedience and false tradition, magnified by the popular culture of today, which is bent on distorting these doctrines, these paradigms, these divine models, and on calling evil good, and good evil. This is why we must pay the price slowly, patiently, learning God's pattern, God's model, and God's sequence. Too often we're like fish that discover water last. We are so immersed in the element as to be unaware of it. We have eyes that do not see and hearts that do not comprehend. We need to pause to stand away from and examine carefully this divine process, these magnificent, transcendent events of the restoration. The Lord's perfect problem-solving model can be used in any application, including parenting, teaching, missionary work, and even business. Think about how the Lord uses this pattern with His children, and then ask yourself, am I doing that with my children? Am I applying this perfect model in working with my spouse, my in-laws, my students, my ward members? In other words, the way God solves problems with His own sons and daughters can become our frame of reference as we try to help people we deeply care about. Consider how valuable that is, how infinitely valuable. The Lord has given to us a perfect problem-solving model, so brilliant in its design and so complete in its execution that any serious and sincere learner would feel overwhelmed, humbled, grateful beyond expression, full of praise and wonder and awe and humility and softness and openness.